Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Gould and Vera Blue, very well known for getting around this country with her really high energy shows. She's got some new stuff out, Tampa, hoping not to put that temper to test tonight as we zoom in with her. Vera Blue, thanks for having a Zoom for Ausmade.
How you going?
So good to see your beautiful face. Zoom has just opened up all of these doors for us here in the regions as well. So
of course, it has. It's great. Feels like I'm there with you almost. Next to your beautiful plant.
Yes, this is sunshine. Well, otherwise it's just like a big sterile hospital looking wall.
Yeah, you got to have your plants. So
yeah, true. Not quite as fancy as your wall. You're a bit of a record up the top there. Incredible. You've got to be stoked.
I am. I'm very proud and my whole team, we put our hearts and souls into this music and the project seems to be really well received. That's just what makes me so happy. People are liking the music and relating.
Before we get to the really, really new stuff. So you and I, we've only ever met once very briefly in passing because I was on season 3 of The Voice.
Yes.
You are, let's be really honest, one of the success stories from a TV show. There's not a lot of people that actually really break out the way that you have done. But what do you put that success down to, Vera?
It's been really amazing. It's been very unique and very special. And I think I just needed a little bit of time to figure out what music I wanted to make next. Mm. And the Celia Pavey chapter kind of closed. I was ready to explore new sounds and work with new people. It just worked. And I really started delving into the electronic sound and just felt like the new sound deserved a new name. So yeah, Vera Blue the project, and it's just such a great way to explore my emotions and put them into music in a different way. So it's been so much fun.
And the cool thing for us as Vera Blue fans is we're still seeing that journey evolve. You've had massive success with Flume. We love your track here on Ausmade with Illy, Lady Powers, but now the new one with Temper, kind of again tapping into almost a little bit of a different genre and a hugely different feel for Vera Blue.
Yeah, absolutely. This song, Temper, it kind of evolved in a way that I had been listening to a lot of different music. I love 80s. I love 80s music, War on Drugs. That style of music just has a different emotion. And we have tapped into using synths and 80s sounds before in Perennial and other singles, but now I just wanted to kind of bring it home and really make it have that real raw 80s feels with the driving bass line, the vocal stacks, and just that 80s synths. And there's a couple little tom hits in there that just really make it feel like something different to what we've done before. And I think every song that we make has its own unique little sound that depicts the emotion and whatever we're trying to say lyrically. So that's what's really fun about making music.
And even though you're saying it's kind of got that 80 kind of feel, I love a kind of Stevie Nicks feel with the vocals in there as well. So going back even a little bit further.
Love Stevie Nicks. She's like my queen. I love Joni Mitchell in terms of storytelling and a lot more of the folky stuff in there. The electric guitar is something that's being really amplified in this new sound, which I really love.
And you must love working with Carla Weeby. She is one of the coolest chicks. Do you think that some of her ulti vibes have kind of rubbed off on you as well? She likes that kind of nostalgia too.
Absolutely. I love her voice and I love her melodies. It was also free and just kind of wishy-washy in the way that they'd be down and they'd be up.
So you're one of the most loveliest people. We know that. How did Temper come about? Do you actually have a temper yourself, Vera?
In the past, yeah. And there's a funny little spin on it because Temper, it's kind of cute. It's about kind of wanting to be with someone immediately, wanting to know if it's the real thing, wanting to know if they're going to break your heart. And I guess that can sometimes send you into a bit of a state of anxiety and feeling a little bit insecure as well, because if they're not giving you, whoever it is you're with, signs that it's the real thing, it can kind of make you frustrated and feel a bit like, what am I doing? I just want to be with you. What are you doing? What are you trying to tell me? I don't want to get hurt. It's a big range of emotions that kind of come back to the idea of having a short fuse, you know, not being very patient.
Patience is something that we've had to have the last 2 years in particular. Someone who hits the circuit hard when it comes to touring and performing, how have you personally found the kind of lockdowns and the border restrictions that we've had?
It's been a whirlwind. It's been really difficult, obviously, for people in the music industry just wanting to get out there and do what we do best, but it's been on standstill for a while and it's made us question whether it's going to ever be back to normal, but we're slowly starting to see the light, which is really exciting. But it has been hard, yeah.
And hard for your fans too, though. I've seen your name up on some gigs that are coming up as well. So where can people see you right around the country?
Yeah, so I think we're doing a few New Year's playing a festival in Hobart, but there's some shows, you know, that we're planning behind the scenes, some festivals and some headline shows. I think most artists are just planning and planning planning just to hope that things go ahead. And it is feeling like things will. So I'm just excited to get back out on stage and connect with the fans again. It's been a while.
We're excited to see you on stage when you can get there. And also really excited about your brand new one with Tempo. We're actually going to play it right now, Vera. I really appreciate you spending a bit of time here with us on Oz Made.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.